This editorial has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. April, 2014. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. Editorial, Volume 15, Issue Number 2. The author is Rory McGreal, co-editor, Eurotl. This spring edition of Eurotl begins with several articles describing open educational resources, OER, followed by some financial considerations and a MOOC investigation. These papers will also be included in the OER Knowledge Cloud, which is supported by the UNESCO Commonwealth of Learning International Council for Open and Distance Education chairs in three countries. I am one of them. For those readers who are interested in OER and MOOCs, I would recommend that they visit this repository of more than 600 research articles and reports on issues of relevance to researchers in the field. These are followed by papers on student interaction and support as well as synchronous and asynchronous learning. The later articles investigate blended learning, educational research and the mobile cloud. Schur and Custers lead off the OER topic with an investigation into mass customization in industry and how it can help address individual learner needs in open content development. Using the concepts of self-efficacy and outcome judgment, Kelly, in the next article, analyzes educator perceptions of OER and makes recommendations on easy-to-use designs to improve the effectiveness of OER. Mtib and Rasamo expose several barriers to implementing OER in Tanzania, providing us with a new understanding of how OER initiatives might be implemented in sub-Saharan Africa. Hilton et al. Return to Eurotl with another analysis of how OER can reduce the cost of textbooks, reporting on open textbook initiatives in 8 U.S. colleges. MOOCs can be seen as a development emerging from the OER movement. In his blog Mining Analysis of MOOCs, Chen highlights some of the challenges that need to be addressed to ensure sustainability. In contrast, Marty focuses on monetizing distance education, with fieldwork analyzing the cultural evolution of a French educational institution from a public good mandate to a commercial orientation. The next topic includes the themes of interactivity and student support. Wang et al. Provide us with a framework for analyzing interaction within a connectivist paradigm with four levels: operation, wayfinding, sense-making and innovation. Barbera et al. Provide us with a tri-country, tri-discipline study on how faculty define competencies and how they design for competency development. Jung and Hong identify the key concerns about student support as expressed by Asian DE students in 10 jurisdictions, noting gender differences. They propose a list of supporting strategies. In a qualitative, self-study, Yamagata Lynch investigates synchronous and asynchronous approaches, focusing on how best to provide support services. In a high school environment, Chang et al. Compare and contrast blended and traditional classroom environments. As expected, this investigation can be added to Tom Russell's list of more than 350 No Significant Difference articles. This edition is rounded off with two articles. Terrace and Harrington, Using an Iterative Design and Rapid Prototyping, show how this helps to refine design principles for an authentic e-learning program. Wang et al. Provide us with a case study of mobile learning using cloud computing in a higher education institution. The note sections included a critique of MOOCs by V. Dolan, followed by a book review by T. Anderson. This is the end of the editorial. The text format is available on the Eurotl website, www.eurotl.org. Goodbye.